As for the luggage being mishandled, let me speak to travel writer Tim Hedgley, who's available to speak to us. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Tim, if you do put something like the lady said she had in a toy that was broken when the batteries came out and she can't get it going again, the like of that, is that careless to put something delicate in a suitcase, or is it always down to the baggage handling?
Well, it can be quite difficult because some of the problems now as a result of post 9/11, generally if you bring luggage into the cabin, they don't like batteries, or if there are batteries contained within that luggage, they want you to ensure that the toy or the piece of equipment is working. But luggage is generally governed by the Warsaw Convention of 1929, unbelievably, and also the 1999 Montreal Convention. And generally, if you get on a plane and your baggage ends up being delayed or damaged or lost, you obviously want to know who is responsible. And airlines generally include baggage requirements in their terms and conditions. And it's the terms and conditions that you have to look at. They may well say, we are not responsible for any damage to baggage, no matter how caused. So the Warsaw Convention puts a small limit on the amount that you will receive. But if it was caused by the negligence of the airline, then it's worth pointing it out to the airline. You know, you have to look at how the damage was caused.
Just on that, Tim, because I've believed that it wouldn't be the responsibility of the airline, it'd be more the airport, because the baggage handlers are there. Does the airline have responsibility for the baggage handling of their particular cargo?
Well, I think the answer to that would be yes. The airline subcontract the handlers to move the baggage for them. So although, because you don't specifically pay, you know, say for example, you were putting your bag through Belfast International Airport, you don't have a contract with the baggage handlers to do that for you. The airline has a contract with the baggage handlers to move the bags for them on your behalf. So your contract is with the airline. So if there is damage caused to a suitcase, and I've had damage caused to a suitcase, I go after the airline because my contract was with them, and them being the airline or their agents, vis-a-vis the baggage handlers, destroyed or damaged or lost the property. So you would go after the airline for it. And a carrier is liable if your checked baggage is lost, delayed or damaged, regardless of fault. And the carrier is the airline. So unless, of course, the damage resulted from a defect or quality of the baggage. So basically, the airline is liable for your checked baggage. That's the stuff that goes into the hold if it is lost, delayed or damaged, regardless of the fault.
Tim, thank you very much indeed. Travel writer Tim Hedgley, I hope that's been of some help to you this morning. Looking at the texts and the emails, yeah, some of you have been disappointed when you have opened the suitcase and heard a bit of a rattle inside. Maybe opened it after hearing the rattle.